Hello, friends. Welcome back. My name is Octavia, and this is my astrology podcast. Thanks so much for being here with me. It is eclipse season. This is the second episode in this series, and if you would like to know more about the eclipse season energy, I encourage you to listen to the previous episode. For this one, I did things a little differently again, and it's been fun to just move with the influences coming in and remaining open to what is unfolding as it does. So part of this has been recorded at night and part of it during the day, and it's just felt like the right time again. And so it's a little unconventional. I love making up my own rules and then breaking them, which is what I've done here. But at any rate, this episode, we're going to dive deeper into what to anticipate for this upcoming full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio. And so I'm going to be talking about that and also about Mercury retrograde that's begun as of May 10th. Mercury stationed retrograde in Gemini. So let's get into it, shall we? As we are in eclipse season, and as this Mercury retrograde transpires in the middle of it, the sense that we're going to have is that wherever we have found ourselves at this point in time is a result of decisions that we've made based on our past self. Now, our past self and our current self might not be making decisions from the same place or for the same reasons. And this is a moment where we can really get a clarifying glimpse into the difference between who we were and who we are, and where those discrepancies are manifesting in our lives on a material level. And this is what Taurus is very helpful in showing us after the first eclipse. With Taurus, with Mercury in Gemini now, barely, deciding to stop and turn around, so to speak, where it will again, it will, you know, Mercury is backpedaling into Taurus to meet in that same square with Saturn again. What this suggests to me is that we're having to get real with ourselves about who we are that's deciding how to move forward. Because, you know, we may have been in a position prior to this when we didn't have as much of a choice about how to move forward. We just kind of had to do it. And there were certain constraints and certain external factors imposed upon us that we, for whatever reason, certain things transpired that led us all here on an individual level. But so what all of this suggests to me is that we are all being initiated into the next phase of our lives, because who we are now has a different value structure, a different authority. I mean, we, you know, it's interesting hearing from clients and even friends lately about whatever part of their chart Saturn has been transiting in since Saturn's been in Aquarius as of the end of 2020, we have all gained a sense of authority in one way or another in our lives, depending on what part of your chart Aquarius occupies. This Mercury retrograde happening alongside the eclipses, in my opinion, suggests that we are all getting an upgrade on a personal, on an evolutionary level. I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. I think there is a higher order to everything, especially after studying, practicing, and now sharing astrology professionally. The more that I engage with it, the more that I see that there is an order to things. And I think this is a moment where we get to choose differently, and we get to decide if and how we make that choice. I mean, we always have this ability to choose our reality, in my opinion, but there's something about this moment that's very generous in that it's giving us a chance to make whatever assurances to ourselves that we need to take that time out to do that in advance and to say to ourselves, okay, hang on, this is actually who I'm ready to be. And in order for me to be this new version of who I am, who I already am, but, you know, the physical stuff, because we move on and then suddenly we look around and everything's a bit, it's not caught up. Like, our internal reality suddenly is different from our external reality in whatever sense. And so this is what Mercury retrogrades are really helpful for. You know, it's like, looking at things upside down for anyone who does any yoga, and, you know, even down dog, you're still looking at the world through an inverted lens. And this is what Mercury retrograde, especially in Gemini, is all about. It's about being able to have that playful curiosity. And if you don't have curiosity, if you feel very much like an absence of curiosity, then you are likely more in the fixed sign realm influence. So, you know, Leo, Scorpio, Taurus, and Aquarius. So those, the fixed signs are less curious. I mean, they can be. But, you know, Mercury in stationing retrograde Gemini, very curious. If we can remain curious in this moment, then we actually might get something bigger delivered to us that will give us a huge amount of support and understanding what it is that's required of us now in being who we are. I mean, this is like, I'm reminded of the Fool card in the tarot. This is the very beginning of the journey. We've been climbing this hill, this mountain, for so long, staring at the top of it, incrementally, you know, getting higher up and closer, but once we reach that peak, and we're kind of, you know, almost within reach, we have to remember that then we have to descend on the other side. And we've spent a lot of energy and attention and time toward ascending to reach that pinnacle point. But once you reach the top and look around, things can change. Our perspective can change, our energy, our priorities, our intentions. So, and we also might have to reassess what it's going to take to find our way back down. So this is what this moment is offering. This is what we are capable of receiving and deciding for ourselves, and understanding where and how we can support ourselves right now, because the more we can understand how to do that, the more we can offer that same support to the people in our lives that we care most about, and to everyone in our field. That ripple effect will continue on. So this is a moment to let those little strange, unexpected surprises or whoopsie daisies, and kind of, I'm reminded of like a prank phone call. I know I'm dating myself a little bit there, but, you know, a prank phone call is kind of like Mercury retrograde in Gemini. It's kind of like, I remember when I was in college and a friend of mine, she had left her Facebook account open in one of the school computers that was in public, and someone had you know, one of our friends had gotten on and posted all this stuff pretending to be her. And, you know, it was like, it was really funny, but really mortifying for her because of the nature of the stuff that was written as if it were her talking on her Facebook page. But, you know, it was a valuable lesson. Like, I'm sure, I don't know this to be fact, but fairly sure she never left her Facebook account, you know, signed in on a public computer again. And, you know, it's kind of like that. It's like, whatever mistakes we've made or whatever slip-ups have happened that have cost us, we're gonna, you know, have learned our lesson. And there's a lot of lessons we've learned over the past 2 years, thanks to Saturn, as a global civilization. But we're taking them on board now, personally, and being honest with ourselves about, okay, in order for me to step forward into this new identity, this place in life where I'm finding myself, where I never imagined I would be, because that's where we all are right now. We're all in a new identity that we're not used to, or we're not really comfortable with, and it doesn't really make sense in terms of, you know, whatever our 5-year plan was. So none of us are alone in that, but this astrology is giving us the moment, the opportunity to slow down, to see ourselves as we really are, to recognize our own inner authority, and to see the potential in that, but also in a real honest check-in with ourselves about our ability to handle it. Because being able to understand our own ability to handle a greater level of authority is critical, because this is where a lot of difficulty happens. I mean, this is where a lot of stuff goes sideways and goes belly up, pear shape, whatever you want to call it, is when we are on the cusp of success. We are on the edge of expansion and greater autonomy. And it slips through our fingers because we don't tune in enough to the fact that it will require something different from us. And even though we know that, and obviously that's the logical thing that must happen, it can still catch us off guard. And this is where these funny little trickster prank call, whatever it is, fake Facebook posts, these little moments, these little instances where these things happen, and these aha moments, or like, oh, you got me moments, they are going to reveal much deeper insights than they might suggest on the surface. So the moon in Scorpio is in its sign of fall. And so this means that the moon doesn't function all that well in Scorpio ever, just generally, because it's a place where a lot of fears, insecurities, doubts, self-sabotage, all of that sort of stuff can live in the moon in Scorpio realms. Now, if you have a natal Scorpio moon, this isn't to say that you're plagued with these problems as such. Some of the most well-adjusted and switched-on, grounded people that I've encountered actually have a Scorpio moon, and they've kind of conquered this place within themselves that has given them a greater depth of understanding and awareness that they can connect to themselves and to and with the people around them from that place. So we have to remember here that Scorpio is co-ruled by Pluto, and whenever we start talking about what's going on beneath the surface, and Scorpio can deal with fear. I mean, sometimes fear is the thing, you know, no one will automatically connect fear with Scorpio because Scorpio influence and individuals can seem quite fearless. But there's an important integration that has to happen, particularly with the moon here, where, and this is where Pluto comes into it influentially, there's a relationship between facing a fear, which when we do that, when we can face a fear rather than letting the fear govern us, then it gives us power. We find ourselves empowered within that shedding light on whatever that fear may be. So, but during this eclipse, it's not going to be so simple to parse those things out. You know, the clarity will probably be intermittent at best. And it reminds me of this eclipse setup. You know, when you've left a plant in a pot for way too long and it's just limping along and it's fine, but it's not dead, but it's not growing. There's something about Scorpio that's really disgusting. Like there's some quality of disgust that can come from Scorpio. You know, traditionally Scorpio ruling the eighth house of sex and death and things that remained unseen, taxes and so forth. So Scorpio does relate to things that, you know, are not, you know, polite to show traditionally. And I think it is valuable to look at the parts of ourselves that maybe disgust us. I've had a pretty interesting revelation recently myself with being able to see in myself where I've made decisions in the past out of fear. And it's been really eye-opening to find myself living in a reality where I made those choices. And luckily, at this moment, having these realizations, it's given me a greater sense of compassion for myself for thinking that I had to make those choices based on the fear that I embodied at the time that I made them. And there is a quality of disgust in loss. You know, I felt that quality in having these realizations about myself and the choices I've made. And the disgust isn't self-disgust. It's more like I wish that I would have known, like I wish that I wouldn't have had to think that that was the only way through it, you know, that there was some other, you know, the disgust is the loss. It's the wanting to support myself better now, to see that I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to make choices from that place, that I can actually widen out and observe, you know, the choices I've made before, and I can learn from them and call upon the other resources and places in my life where I can get support to make an empowered choice now instead, you know. And the other alarming thing that I've found recently about looking at myself and my choices that I've made that have been based on fear, the question that comes in for me is like, okay, well, who am I underneath that? You know, if I'm just reacting to the world, if I'm reacting to whatever's going on out of a survival state or, you know, a very kind of, you know, monkey survival primate, just absolutely, you know, kill or be killed, or hide and run and, you know, fight or flight, all that stuff. But like, who am I at essence if that's where I'm operating from? And again, this quality of disgust has been coming in for me of the disgust originating out of a place of loss, of understanding that I can feel the grief for myself for what I've lost in making those choices. I also feel really quite at peace. I mean, just as a general thing, like, I don't really have regrets. I think that I've been very blessed in this life, and I really trust in the way that my life unfolds. And but these moments have been coming in for me very strongly leading up to this eclipse in Scorpio, and I just wanted to share that because I think it's important to recognize, you know, the moment, the parts of ourselves underneath who we think we are, and that maybe we feel disgusted by. Because if we can look at that self, if we can look at that part of who we are, we can look at anything and face anything externally and not be afraid of what it's going to look like. Leading up to this eclipse in Scorpio, I think it's important to remember the importance of letting things go and feeling into our experience more so than trying to work it out logically, because again, with Mercury retrograde, it's going to be playing tricks on us. And, you know, Scorpio is a sign, and Taurus as well for that matter, that is more in the realm of feeling and what's going on beneath the words that are said. And while words are important, and you know, communication of course is essential, it's we're gonna have more ability to navigate this week and this eclipse over the weekend in our feeling realm. Now, that being said, when I say feeling, I don't mean necessarily a feeling that's in relation to something or against or in reaction to someone else or something else. I think what I'm pointing to here is our ability to trust our inner navigation system on a deeper level to guide us through this eclipse. And it's much like, you know, this is Scorpio, and South Node in Scorpio is all about asking us to let go of what is slowing us down, of what has been dragging us down. And after the first eclipse, and after this week leading up to the second one in Scorpio, I think we will all have a much clearer understanding of what is dragging behind us, and looking at it with clear eyes and saying, okay, you know, it's like going to the airport with too much luggage and trying to just check one bag, which I kind of did recently, and they weighed my carry-on stuff, and I had to do this ridiculous shuffling around of things last minute with all my suitcases open. I only had two, and then a bag, and anyway, I had all my recording equipment. It was just quite the scene. But my point being that you know, not waiting until that moment when I had to actually weigh everything and it was like time to, you know, check in and go through security and I had to do the shuffle there. You know, this is kind of similar to what we're dealing with now. It's like we can lay everything out and feel into where we're at and what we need to cut loose and let go of. And donate, you know, if you want to donate stuff this week to a to any local charity or thrift store or organization, particularly I know here locally, we still have a lot of folks in need from the floods, and there's some resources you can access to find out exactly what these folks are needing at this time. Some stuff they have way too much of. So I think bottom line, get rid of stuff, cut stuff loose. and reconfigure your inner life and anything that's getting in the way of your inner life being clear and unobstructed, then those are the things to look at. And understanding that this moment is temporary as well. You know, it's been very intense and heavy lately. So I think just taking every day, every moment, one step at a time, and remembering that it's not going to last forever, that we will be on the other side of this soon, and that this is the beautiful thing astrology shows us, is that nothing is permanent, nothing lasts forever, and we are just in a moment of deep change that is going to be for the better on the other side, for us as individuals and globally. And this is the, so these eclipses that we've just experienced, Taurus and Scorpio, they're going to be occurring again later this year in October, November. So whatever we're addressing now, we're going to have another chance to go through these things that are coming up. And, you know, we don't have to figure it all out right now. That's really key, because it's pretty much impossible to figure it all out right now for anyone. So it's important to recognize that as well, and just being very kind and gentle with ourselves and with the people around us, because this is an intense time for everyone. No one's dodging the bullet. So yeah, just being extra patient and loving to ourselves so that we can do the same to the folks near us. All right, that's going to do it for this one. Thanks so much for being here and still being here to the end. If you are enjoying these transmissions and videos, please like or subscribe on or both on YouTube on my channel. It really helps me out a lot. If you have a minute to rate my podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, that also really helps me. And yeah, I just really appreciate you being in this space with me here. So until next time, stay safe, well, and wise.